This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. An investigation is underway after two Aurora police officers fatally shot a man on board an RTD bus late last night. The Aurora Police Department says they were responding to a disturbance at a group home and a reported robbery. An officer spotted the suspect at an RTD stop holding a knife. Police then followed him onto a bus where they used a taser and a canine unit to try and arrest him. A proposed water project in El Paso County is getting $4 million, KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
A handful of area utilities are behind the project known as The Loop, which could eventually help address future growth by serving water to more than half of the region's population outside of Colorado Springs. Water officials say they'll use the ARPA funds for engineering and financial planning starting this winter. The total estimated project cost is as much as $200 million, but there are still a lot of variables to nail down. They hope to finalize documents to create a water authority to oversee the project soon and potentially have water flowing around the loop in 2025. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
People with cognitive differences like ADHD or autism or dyslexia have a new resource group in Denver. Founders with the Colorado Neurodiversity Chamber of Commerce tell the Denver Business Journal they want to help neurodiverse people find stable work. Research shows only 23% of Coloradans within this group had a paid job in 2020. You're listening to CPR News.